All right, guys, we are now recording. We are live on the first Chat and Chad Gaming podcast. My name's Cameron, his name's Posh, and this is Chat and Chad Gaming.
I am so excited for this. This is amazing.
We did figure out what was going on. We used the wrong thing. Anyway, so today's topic is Battle Royales, and do we need them? And we'll go ahead and rate the top ones in our opinion.
Yes, this is a very compelling topic, one for the ages. Everyone's been asking about it. There's a lot of battle royales going on. We gotta get down. We gotta think.
There are. Let's see. I'm gonna look this up. How many battle?
Can you even put a number to that? There's so many.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Okay. Let's see. So there's Battle Royale. There's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 33, 1, 32, 33. 33 that this site knows of. Mm. I'm sure there are tons of people, small developers trying to make one or anything like that.
Right. It was definitely the type of game to cash in on. A lot of people were doing it.
Yeah, and a lot of people still are. I mean, we're still getting new ones in 2020, Call of Duty, you know what I mean?
Right.
My personal opinion, I'm so tired of I play them, and only because everyone else plays them that, you know, in my friend group. I think we should be done with Battle Royales.
I agree. It's been overplayed a lot. There's so many of them. It's just becoming boring. It's the same thing over and over.
And for those of you who don't know what a Battle Royale is, and you probably do, but let's just say there's someone who doesn't. A Battle Royale is when you get a bunch of players, either in a team or solo. Let's just go, for instance, you could have, like, depending on the game, they have about 80 to 100 in one little map area. And you battle till you are the last one left or you die. The very first one was H1Z1. And then it blew up. Right. And then everyone started to make it.
Fortnite, then Apex, just tons.
Fortnite, Apex, and then you have the smaller ones, like there's the Darwin Project, Island of Nine. I haven't even heard of that one till today. But then you have Blackout, totally different from the other Call of Duty one we have now. You have Realm Royale, which has to focus on, like, spells rather than guns. And then you even have, like, the even sillier ones, like the Argo.io, they're considered Battle Royales.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's just too many. The market's just flooded with them. I could do without them.
You can have only so many games of the same exact genre over and over. Like, it's always the same exact thing. There's never really any big gameplay change, for the most part.
The only real gameplay change, Call of Duty, they did the Gulag, which is when you die, you have one chance to 1v1 somebody and come back. Sleepy, you do have a good point. We should weigh the pros and cons of a battle royale as well. But other than the Call of Duty, I don't know any battle royale lately that's done anything different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Apex is the same thing. It's just more of like a Titanfall type game rather than like a Call of Duty.
Right.
And Fortnite, obviously, the different thing is the building, but in my opinion, I hate the building.
Same.
And then you have, like, because my, here, we'll go into this. We'll go with cons first.
Okay.
Third partying. Swear to God, that is the most annoying thing in the world when you are fighting anyone and you get killed from behind someone not even in your fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, that can happen in, like, any game, though. Well, I get it's Battle Royale's, it's worse, though.
It's a lot worse. Like, good space. You know, you have a point. It can happen in anything. But I feel like in a Battle Royale, it's just that 90% of the time when you die, that is what it is. Right. It's not even the fight that you were engaged in. It's someone behind you. You know, 1,000 miles away sniping you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also one thing to be killed, because, like, when you're killed in Battle Royale, you have to lobby up again, you have to wait, and then you have to drop again, get stuff. It's a lot different than just a regular multiplayer FPS or something where you can instantly spawn back in.
Yeah. So that to me is a con, but that's a con to me in any Call of Duty. I know this isn't specific to Call of Duty, but to me, Call of Duty there in itself is a lot of third partying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's definitely a con. Another con to me would be just the lobbying with other people and all the disconnects. Mm-hmm. Or you get the people that think they know what they're doing. If you don't listen, they just leave and throw the game.
Right.
Again, this is something that isn't just for Battle Royales. And, you know, the more I talk, I feel like I hate multiplayer games is what I'm getting down to. So far it's just me saying that unless I'm with a group of people, I don't like playing multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Here's the difference, Tyler. Call of Duty Warzone is nothing like Battlefield 3. It's totally different type of game. But, I mean, see, you could argue that there are all kinds of angry and trolls in any type of game. I think the reason, the major reason to me why I'm done, or not done, Battle Royales is because there's too many.
Right. You can only do so much of the same thing before it gets boring, like, no matter what you change.
And it's always a cash grab, too. Right. Buy this season pass and get all these things that don't matter. And some of them, you know, like Call of Duty, they have different modes, too, because you have Fortnite that has the actual gameplay mode. And then you have Call of Duty has the blood money, I think it's called.
The one where you collect all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just.
Yeah, the battle passes in general, I don't like. I don't like the marketing strategy of making a free-to-play game and then you have to pay for it while playing it. Like, I don't like that. Personally, I would prefer just, like, a straight-up price, and then you get everything in the game.
Right, because, think about it. Like, even games like, Smite, for instance. I know it's not a Battle Royale, but you can, it's a free-to-play game that you can buy the characters, but then even if you buy those characters, you still have to pay for the skins on all those characters.
Right. It's the same, like, same thing with League of Legends, too.
Yeah, like, and then if you don't want to buy the characters, you could only use certain characters every week.
Hmm.
So, you're limiting your free game. Really, if you want to do anything with your free game, you have to pay.
Yeah.
I know that's not really a battle royale, and I was just using it as a reference.
Mm-hmm.
I hate in all the battle passes that if you don't buy it, you can't get the cool stuff. Yeah, see, yeah, well, that's what we're kind of talking about. The battle passes kind of force you into buy. If you want anything good in the game, it forces you to buy the battle passes.
Right. And it's kind of one thing if it's just cosmetic stuff like that. I don't really care. But the, like, locking entire characters and stuff behind it, that's kind of where I get annoyed with it.
Yeah. I mean, even Call of Duty does it. Fortnite does it, too. I know technically they're just skins, but, I mean, you have to have the one base model if you don't want to pay for anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We could go into this for a long day. But I will say a plus about Battle Royales is, as much as I like to hate on them, I've had a ton of fun playing with, like, you and Sean and Parker and yelling. They are fun, and they do have a lot of entertainment. But like you said, you know, you die once, and you just have to sit there and watch.
Right. Which, I kind of like how Call of Duty dealt with that in a way, like how you can revive people and you can fight in the gulag and all that. I like that, but then there's stuff like, what, Fortnite and stuff where you're dead. Like, you just have to watch the rest of the time.
Yeah. And I'm gonna pause this and preface that this is a little side note. This is our first podcast. I realize we seem a little ill-prepared, kind of because we are ill-prepared. We just kind of wanted to get something going instead of waiting around. But the next one will be more prepared. We're going to think of topics. We'll have talking points, and it'll be a lot less scatterbrained, I promise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and we'll start listing. Here's what's gonna happen. Hey, Parker, thank you for the sparks. What's gonna happen is I'm gonna say a battle royale, and we're gonna give our grade and our reason why.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start off with Apex Legends.
The only time I ever play it was with you guys, you and Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's one of those games I would never play alone. So I would give it, like, a B, I would say. Because it's fun when you're playing with other people.
Right.
But I wouldn't play it normally, I would say.
So, me personally, I would probably give it a B+. I liked Titanfall. And it's very Titanfall-esque.
Yeah.
I played the crap out of the first two. It reminds me a lot of Titanfall. I like how the different characters have different, like, ultimates. You know, like, the one chick, you know, does smoke bombs so you can't see where she's going. Or you have the big... I don't know their names, and I apologize. You have the big tank dudes that... the big tank dude that shoots the missiles down from the sky is Assault.
Mm-hmm.
And they each have their own, like, individual little moves, not just the gun and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I like. I think more Battle Royales should do stuff like that, where there's specific characters and they have their own things. So there's a lot more, like, strategy to it.
Ooh, that's a good point, Sleepy. Imagine if Titanfall had like a, or not, Apex had like a Titan Battle Royale mode. Like the Titans from Titanfall, but a Battle Royale. I don't think it will happen, but it would be cool. I give it a B+. Like I said, it has a lot of things from Titanfall that I really enjoyed. I like the mechanics. I like how fast-paced it is, because not all of the Battle Royales are fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the map is a little smaller, because in Fortnite, you can go 20, sometimes 20 minutes before you see somebody.
Yeah.
So I like that one a lot. So the next one we're going to go with is the Call of Duty Warzone.
I actually really have been enjoying this one. I haven't played it for the past few days, but I would say that would be the one that Battle Royale I would play above all the other ones. So I would give it like mid A, personally.
Mm-hmm. A?
Yeah, but I think part of the reason, though, is I've always liked Call of Duty. It was like the first franchise that I really played with the original Black Ops. So that could be part of it, but there's just something about that Battle Royale that I like way more than the other ones.
I agree. I definitely have to give it a... So speaking of, we're going to be the next host. You, honestly, here's what I'm going to say about Call of Duty Warzone. Yes, I would give it a download, Tyler, because while it's still a Battle Royale, it doesn't necessarily feel like one. Yes, there's battle passes. Yes, you can be different characters. But when you're in the game, it doesn't feel like a free game. You can still upgrade your guns. You could still get cool skins for your guns. You don't have to buy the expensive things. Our boss even has his Russian, sorry. And I like what they did with the Gulag, especially. It gives you a chance to, like, if you think you were wrongly killed or your team has, you know, whatever it is, you have a chance to use your skill and your skill only, no excuses, to get back into the game.
All right.
And if for some reason you can't get back into the game, you still have, your teammates can buy you back with the money that they find while they're scavenging about.
Mm-hmm. Which is, that's what I like too, because back when Sean was huge into Fortnite and stuff, like, I would attempt to play with him, but I always get, like, demolished, because he would always get queued with, like, way better people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's the thing that I like about that. Even if you are queued with higher level people and you get destroyed, you can still come back. Which was one of my big highlights.
Yeah, and there are even perks. You can unlock perks and everything. And it feels like you're playing a Call of Duty multiplayer without paying for it.
Yeah.
Like, it really does... I feel like in Fortnite and in Apex, there, like CP just said, there is kind of like a skill cap, kind of like a... If you're in with someone else, you're just, and they're good, you're just screwed.
Yeah.
When I play with Sean on Fortnite or Apex, I forget it. I'm not getting any kills. I'm lucky if I get one or two.
Mm-hmm.
But if I play Call of Duty with Sean, like the last week or 2 weeks ago, I got 7 kills. He got 14. We won. You know, I don't think it's a lot more. I don't want to say forgiving. It's a lot more fast paced, and it's not like, again, like Fortnite where you're running around looking for people for 20 minutes sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I find the other games discouraging too, because like we've talked about, when you die, you just spectate the entire time. Like, that makes it not fun. Like, you don't want to keep playing after a while.
Yeah, it definitely makes it more enjoyable to play. But so Call of Duty to me, really, really tried on, like, because did you ever play the Black Ops version of it?
No, I don't think so.
Don't. don't. It was Blackout to me was awful. It was them trying way too hard. And I think the team that did Warzone was just so much better.
Hmm.
And with that being said, let's go to the next one.
Did you give your score on it?
Oh, I didn't give my score. I'm going to give that one a solid A.
All right.
Solid A. Now, I don't know if you've played this one, but I have. The Darwin Project.
Oh, hold on. Let me search that up, because I know the name.
I'll go ahead and give my opinion, since I've actually played it.
Okay.
So the Darwin Project is, it's not as many people in it. I think it's like 10 or 20 people in it. It's kind of like a smaller map. But you have like a skills. It had good qualities, but when I played it, it had just came, like, it was literally the first 2 days I played it. So I don't know if anything's changed. It just felt clunky, and I think was the main reason I stopped playing it.
Okay.
But other than that, it was just like a regular battle royale. So, you know, just like a C would be my rating.
Okay. I won't give a rating for this one just because I've never played it. Because this was kind of at the point when it started going mainstream, that was kind of at the point where I was done with battle royales, and I didn't touch any for like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And just to answer your question, Tyler, Call of Duty, I think you would enjoy. Like I said, it feels like it's not a free game. That's how much detail and effort they put into it.
Oh, also, for the podcast people, we should preface this if we didn't already. He's streaming, so we're talking to like a live chat while we're recording this as well.
Yes, I guess that's something we should preface at the beginning.
Probably.
But you know, it's our first one. We're new to this. I mean, what are you gonna do?
More engagement. It's fun. It's like taking calls on radio shows.
Exactly. I'm trying to. What'd I do with my list? I had my list, and it's gone.
The list.
There's Firestorm, which is Battlefield 5's version.
I think I played, like, one game of that.
I can't give a rating, or I've never touched Battlefield 5, so I don't know how the Battle Royale is.
I've heard that, like, from the people that I've talked to that played it, it seemed good. But I never personally really played it.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, Sleepy Firestorm is kind of a mess. And I know he's played it, I believe.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, well, from the one person of us that has played it, it's a mess, so there's that.
But, I don't really see Battlefield making a good Battle Royale game.
No, they should, they're good at making the big fights.
Right, the ones you can respawn in and, like, support each other and stuff.
Yeah. Problems with the map quality and the weapons, well, you know. So then there's PUBG, and I'm pretty sure all of us has played PUBG.
Yeah, I personally, like, me and my friends used to play it. I actually really liked it back when it was way more popular, like, more mm-hmm. people were talking about it.
Right.
But the only issue with it, though, was, like, me personally, I was never really good at it, so I didn't like it for that aspect. But I liked what they did, because back when I played it, it was, like, the two titans, just, like, Fortnite and PUBG. And so I really liked what they did with, like, the first person. That's mm-hmm. what I always really enjoyed. Like, I don't really care for third person in Battle Royales, because there's, like, you know, cheap tactics you can use with it.
Yeah, I think I played PUBG for a while, one of my friends, she like, it's all she played for a while. I mean, to me, it was good. The one thing that I do recall is that when I played it, at least, you know, when you play a game, especially now, most people want to, you know, make it look pretty, have the graphics high, that kind of thing. And for a free game, it looks awesome. Mm-hmm. But there were people that would turn their graphics all the way down, and when you turn the graphics all the way down, the grass doesn't show.
Right.
So there are people with the high graphic settings all the way up, hiding in grass, thinking they're safe, while the pros would have their graphics low so that they could just see them. Mm-hmm. So it just looks like you're laying in an open field, when really on your screen you're laying in the thick grass, no one can see you. And then I don't, as far as I know, when I played, they never really fixed that. So that was one of my big issues, is that I had to play with lower graphic settings if I wanted to be any type of anything in it.
Yeah.
I will say it did have one mode that I liked to play. It put everyone in a tiny little arena type thing. It was still outside. I say arena. It was just like a tiny little outside area, and it would just drop you in. It was kind of like the Fortnite mode, where it's just like 50v50, and
all right. Yeah.
You just keep killing each other until the points tick away.
I liked that one. I personally really enjoyed that.
But it was in PUBG, so it felt better. It wasn't a bunch of people building cities with wood all over the place.
Uh-huh.
So PUBG, I'd probably give PUBG a B. But like I said, that's just my opinion, and the only reason I'd give it a B, not an A, is the whole graphics thing, because that's kind of cheap to me.
Yeah, I'd give it like a B+ as well, just because I really enjoyed it, but that, and like, there was always a problem with hackers. Like, mm-hmm. It felt like every other lobby, you would get in and then, like, aimbotted or something.
Yeah. I agree. All right, let's see the next one. The big, beefy titan of the Battle Royale industry, Fortnite.
Ah, of course. Me and my friends used to play a lot, the same friends who played PUBG. We used to play it a lot, so there was a very short time where I enjoyed it, but it ran out very quickly. Like, I got bored of it very fast.
I think I played a ton in Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't even try playing it again until, like, Season 7.
Yeah, that was about where I was, too. I played, like, Season 2 and 3 or something, and then we just stopped for ages.
Yeah,
and then I tried to play it with you. I think it was you and Parker, mm-hmm. And like, it was just ugh.
Yeah, see, my biggest thing, and some people like it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, people like Ninja have literally made a career and a name for themselves off of it. But right. I absolutely hate the building in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm not horrible, but I'm definitely not like the best at it.
Yeah. Sorry if I interrupted you, but my issue with it is, like, whereas PUBG was way more focused on tactics, like, you wouldn't want to stay out in the open for too long and you'd make, like, mad dashes to buildings and stuff so you wouldn't get shot. Like, Fortnite, you could just run out in the middle of the open the entire game, as long as you're decent at building.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't like, because me personally, I always like, more realistic FPS games and stuff, so I always like that strategy or like tactic of you have to find cover and stuff instead of building it yourself.
Yeah. I feel like the building, while it adds something to it, also takes it away. There's no strategy to me in Fortnite, because like even the maps, there are tons of areas that are just huge open areas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, you know, oh, let's flank this enemy team this way, you go this way. You can't, because they're going to see you. It's a giant open field.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can build to them, you know what I mean? To me, Fortnite... I'm going to give it... as much as I dislike it now, I'm still going to give it a B. Because it is fun when... I did have fun playing it at one point in time. Hold on.
It's rough for me, too, because there was a short period of time where I liked it, too. I'd give it, like, a C+. Just, like, I personally have no, like... desire to play it again right now, and I don't know if I ever will. It's just right. Kind of run its course with me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, so I'd give it a B. Tyler, you can link it. Hold on. Let me do something in the chat real fast so that.
What other games can we do?
H1Z1.
That's one I won't be able to give my opinion on either, because I never really played it myself.
Tyler, you should be able to link it now. That was the very first... I owned H1Z1 before it was the Battle Royale thing. So, naturally, I bought the Battle Royale. I feel like PUBG took inspiration from H1Z1, and all the bad things about H1Z1 they kind of fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked H1Z1. They did have vehicles, if I remember correctly. I don't remember too much because I don't think any... You can go ahead and try now, Colby. I didn't necessarily enjoy it as much as I probably could have because I didn't have friends to play with. I played it all on my own.
Mm. Personally, like, this opinion is just coming from watching it. Purely because the only exposure I've had to it was when Sean first got his PC, and that was like the only game he played for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It just always looked very clunky. Like, there is, personally, there is never any desire for me to play it.
I will agree. It definitely was clunky. Like I said, it was the first Battle Royale, and PUBG definitely, like, the same, like, art style, kind of, and pretty much built on it and made it better. And it, I'm going to give H1Z1 a C, because it was fun, but it needed a lot more work. But in its defense, it was the first Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Let's see, what any more we can do real fast. Let's see. There's Ring of Asylum, Elysium. I don't know what it is, but I haven't played that one.
Yeah, that was kind of one that, like, popped out for what felt like a very short time, and then just dropped. Like, I remember Sean and his streamer friends playing it for, like, a week or two, and then just never saw it again.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the name. There was one more I played. Or I watched more than I played. Radical Height. I've never played Radical Height.
That one was garbage, I'll be honest. Like, it was on Steam for a very short time, but it was just not finished. at all.
That is the sleepy goat. Realm Royale. I played that one for a hot minute. The first couple of days I played it, I absolutely loved it. I liked running around, like, if while you're waiting for your teammates to come res you or whatever, you run around as a chicken, a little fat chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed Realm Royale, but again, it was one of those that, see, it gets to the point where, like, not everyone wants to try every Battle Royale that comes out. Yeah. Me, I love trying new games. I will always give a game a chance before I say it's good or bad or just shoo it off.
Right.
And I loved it for a hot minute and then just stopped because I honestly feel majority of the reason I stopped is because I was by myself. Mm-hmm. So I honestly would give Realm Royale probably a solid B+. I loved the crafting. You could craft weapons inside of it.
Mm-hmm. For the very short time I played it, because I think I played like 1 or 2 days worth, I think, with Sean back when he played it. And for what it was worth, I did actually enjoy it. Like, it was a neat, goofy little game, especially with the chickens and stuff.
Yeah. So we're gonna do we'll cut this because I could keep listing battle royales forever. We'll do one more, just because our good friend Sleepy has requested it. Cuisine Royale.
The thing with that one, I actually kind of enjoyed that one. It was just not polished, like. Personally, I really enjoyed the weapons, and the gunplay actually wasn't too terrible. It was, like, I thought it could be good, but they just didn't optimize it very well. It just didn't turn out very good, unfortunately.
Well, here's the thing. I played it, like, the very first day when it was just an April Fool's joke kind of thing. When you ran around in boxers and had the pots and pans as your armor. But it's actually turned, because I just went to the Steam page because I wanted to look. It's actually turned into an actual battle royale.
Has it?
Like the reviews, the recent reviews, and the all like the reviews overall are very positive.
Oh wow!
And they're on like. They just had a big update, actually, the Black Sun.
Interesting.
So that is interesting to me. Well, I'll read some.
Did you see the My Light Wife Left Me
one? My wife. Yes. So here, this is interesting. Let's read a bad review. Let's see. Alright, I'm going to keep this short and honest. I used to play Cuisine a little bit a while ago, and it was nice. I dropped it and just went back to see how it was, and I've got to be honest, not happy. It went from a decent game to quite literally a pay-to-win game. Cosmetic skins that give abilities such as teleport, ETC, which has not only a long range, it seems, but also ability to stun, the lightning ability, in quotations. And while some could easily counter that saying something as you can still kill them, is just ignorant. The fact that someone bought the skin and the skin gave them ability that heavily helps them. So unless you are some form of FPS pro and not new to its fare, and yet you can counter them, but if you're new to gameplay genre, it really puts you off when you get to see that someone who paid for a skin want to fight because of it. Yikes.
Yeah, that's the thing the issue I have. Like, I don't mind paying if it's just cosmetics. Like, fair enough. But if it gives abilities and stuff, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, Tyler, I will look at that link as soon as we're done. We're about to wrap it up. We got one more because the boy Sleepy brought it up again, and then we're really gonna wrap things up. First podcast. Sorry if it seems a little messy. Let's the Minecraft Hunger Games.
A tier, A plus.
I had so much fun playing that game.
It was very fun.
I mean, there's not too much you can say. It was literally just the Hunger Games in Minecraft. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Same here.
I'm gonna give it a solid A.
Yeah. One thing to note too, actually, going back to Cuisine Royale just for a second, talking about like if you looked at the content for the game, like the DLCs, how expensive they are.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Like the starter pack, like the game's free to play overall, but the starter pack is $20, advanced is 50, elite is 100, and then there's like $30 packs, 50. It's extremely expensive.
Yeah, and for no reason, it seems like.
Right.
Like, because the packs just have some skins. Yeah, I mean, this pack literally had Eagle Knight suit and 500 golden crowns and then some storybook for $25.
And just to put it in perspective, if you were to buy all of it at the same time, it's $305. So.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, my name is Cameron.
And
That's Pop.
yes, Posh. There you go.
Sorry. You know, I should probably let you say your own name, huh?
All right.
Anyway, well, we're going to restart that because it's already a messy podcast. It's the first one, anyways.
And
My name is Cameron.
am Posh.
And you just listened to the first episode of Chad and Chad. Gaming. So I hope you enjoyed it. I had fun filming it, recording it.
I did as well. It was actually very fun to talk about all this.
But the next one, I promise you, will be much better well put together.
Yes, we're gonna. I'm sure we're gonna have bullet points of what to talk about and stuff.
This
So.
one we literally said today, let's do a podcast. Okay, and we did it.
Yep, and here we are. It took us like 20 minutes to find recording software, but it's okay.
Yeah, well, he neither here nor there on that one. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed it.
We will see you next time.